FM.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official.
The Novos. We got
love. Good morning.
Hello. Morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Ooh,
my
right.
Noisy
my,
as per usual.
My microphone stand popped out.
This is Jade adjusting her microphone.
We have quality equipment here. Thank
yeah,
you
nothing
very
but
much.
The best.
Mine is held together with duct tape.
Yes, but it's good duct tape, and I've got some of it as well on mine.
I'm duct tape free, actually.
Yeah, you've got the best
fancy
mic.
Ooh, la, la.
What's that say? Drama queen.
You know what, Jay?
I'm the anchor. I need all the good
I need the really good microphones.
I'm working harder than they are.
I didn't say that. Anyway, this morning I come in, Jade, and I'm in an unusually good mood today. And I give you a big smile before, and you're there
sending
tap, tap,
some
tapping
good
away
mm-hmm.
on your laptop. And you just refuse to receive my smile this morning.
Oh, that's not true. I
you
said
go,
good morning.
Maddie, I'm planning at
I'm
the moment.
I'm prepping.
It's like, Jade, I'm giving you love and you're rejecting me.
I'm
I feel
sorry.
Really, really bad.
Deflated. Well, I'll accept your smile, Maddie.
Aww.
Look at it. It's so nice. How could you be mad at that?
I thought you'd know me by now, Maddie.
Yeah,
When I'm working in the morning, I'm focused on what I'm doing. But now you've got all my attention and you're going to regret it for the rest of the day.
Yeah, it'll be 6 hours of cuddles towards you and stuff like that.
Oh, but you know what? This girl's probably regretting doing this interview, guys, because it's full on. So there's this daughter. She's actually planning to marry her biological dad after he took her virginity.
What?
I'm not kidding.
I think isn't that illegal?
Well, this is the thing. It's apparently, a disorder. It's really weird. We're going to delve into it after this because I didn't believe this was a thing. I don't think they can legally get married, but they can have a symbolic ceremony. This is over in the US. But I'll fill you in because apparently this is actually a condition, like, it's a thing.
Ooh.
It's a weird thing.
My brain's not ready for this sort of story at this time in the morning.
But I need like 6 more coffees in about 6 more hours.
Look, let's
I'm
have
ready.
An open mind, guys.
Yeah.
Well, it'll blow your mind in a sec.
All right, very good. Hey, guys, did you see Powderfinger's concert on the weekend?
Oh, they do that
concert?
Already.
Yeah.
I didn't, but my friend raved about it.
I watched some. Really good.
Really?
Yeah,
really
yeah, good.
My friend was saying it's great.
Their hair hasn't changed in 15 years. Here they are right now, Burn Your Name, kicking off your Tuesday morning here at New FM. It's 6:09, tops of 19 on the coast today. Good morning. Powderfinger live across Newcastle. It's 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Creevo. It's 6:13.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Yeah, I object to this wedding too, guys, because I just told you there's this daughter who's planning to marry her biological dad after he took her virginity. This is full on. So,
just all kinds of disgusting.
All kinds of disgusting and wrong, but I'm just going to jump straight in and read you this. So, this bride has been told to come to her senses after she's revealed the plans to marry her own biological dad. Now, she's 18 years old. She's remained unknown. She said that she wanted to give her opinions on so-called genetic sexual attraction. Now, I didn't believe this was a thing, but I'll just give you the definition of this. It's basically a concept in which a strong sexual attraction may develop between close blood relatives who first meet as adults. So there is no apparently direct evidence for genetic sexual attraction being an actual occurrence, but it's regarded as pseudoscience, which you said, Creevo, it's basically
fake.
It's a fake
it's
science.
It's stuff pretending to be science.
Yeah.
The worst kind.
But they basically want to put a label on it, so
right.
In their mind, I guess they don't feel so weirded out.
Well, I certainly feel weirded out on all kinds of levels, even if they met as adults. As soon as you find out that information that you're related, that should be like flicking off a light switch.
It should be illegal.
I think it is
in most places.
I'm pretty sure.
I wonder what the family must think when they both deliver the news.
Well, they have, right? And it's all kinds of weird. So basically, she was reunited with her dad when she was 16 after the two had never had contact for 12 years. She claimed the two then realised they had strong feelings for each other. They discussed whether it was wrong, and then apparently they kissed and so forth. They made love for the first time.
At 16, she's made that decision. Hey, I'm in love with my biological father.
It's bizarre.
It seems very wrong to me.
But the unnamed teenager has said, has told her mum, and the mum apparently was not aware of the planned marriage. But it goes to the whole point where her grandparents are actually going to walk her down the aisle. So she said it's not going to be a legal wedding, but it's going to be symbolic. And that they're actually...
I can't believe
this. She's full-blown serious. This is quoting her. I want it to represent our uniqueness, so we're going to do a white wedding. She's not even making sense.
She's obviously not making sense if she's doing
marrying her father.
She's doing this sort of gear.
They're going to wear black and purple. She's going to wear this all black dress with Converse shoes. The whole thing's going ahead. And she's even saying, my grandmother and grandfather, my fiance's parents, she's going to the point where she's calling her dad a fiance. It's just, it's so wrong.
I feel ill thinking about it, and I feel like this sort of thing, they all need like some help, you know, almost. So it's just too much.
There's a project for a psychologist.
That's a lifetime of work dealing with that.
I mean, wow.
But apparently,
I have no words. That's a bit sick, really.
I looked up genetic sexual attraction on the internet, and there's different stories of people where they're being interviewed by journalists, because obviously it's a fascinating topic because it's just so weird. It's like, Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Well, I think that might even be too weird for that. It almost takes, like, we've all heard of stories where, like, step-parents have hooked up with their stepchildren.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad enough as it is, but...
That's more of...
Well, it's like that Hollywood director. We spoke about it. Woody Allen, I believe.
Yeah.
He married his stepdaughter that he adopted with his wife.
That's right.
Or ex-wife.
How many people are there in the world?
I don't know. Can't you just... Billions. Especially if you're someone who has a profile. Like, if you're Woody Allen, surely you can meet someone else.
Download Tinder.
Yeah.
So weird. But anyway, there's no explaining that. But what a story.
What a story.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Well, there's something to talk about in the office this morning.
Fire out.
13:10:09, moving on to something else, thank God. What's in Jade's box? Playing next. Give it a shake, please.
Here we go.
All right, Crevo's got a clue on offer today. Beautiful bottle of New FM red wine from the Hunter Valley, down from the New FM cellars. What's
the
clue, Crevo?
The first clue is... it's quite moist to the touch. Give it one more shake, Jade.
All right, here we go.
Come on.
Don't you just love that word? I love the word moist.
Some people hate it.
Yeah, they do.
I'm indifferent
to it. I don't really care.
It's a descriptive
word. Depends
how
it's used.
That number again, 13:10:09. The lines are open. Play next at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Justin Bieber, Quavo, Intentions. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM 625. 13:10:09 this morning. The lines are open. What's in Jade's box? Play now.
New FM. What's in Jade's box?
So, we love giving away booze in the morning. Sorry,
we just
put that out there because that's what's on offer this morning, guys.
That is true. So you correctly guess what is in my box. You win that bottle of wine. 13:10:09. I'm going to give it a shake.
All right. First clue was that it's quite moist to the touch.
Okay.
Second clue, weirdly soft but strong.
Soft but strong. Now, you use these on the reg around the house, yeah?
Is that fair, would you say?
Fair, but they're hard clues.
All right, you give a clue then, all right?
Okay.
Without giving it away.
These come in a packet, but the average household We'll use it in a spray bottle.
UFM, good morning.
Hey, is it a wet...
Who's this?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Tim.
Tim. What's Tim. On for today, brother?
I just work.
Good, good. What did you say? Wet wipes?
Yeah.
I think we'll give him that.
Yeah, yeah, pretty close.
Wet wipes, they are, my friend. Do you use wet wipes or toilet paper?
I use toilet paper, but I use wet wipes because I got a baby.
Oh, of course, okay. You know that sound rattling around in a box then, don't you?
Yes, Timmy, too. I get judged so hard on this show, but I actually use baby wipes myself because I just like to stay fresh, like, after, you know, doing a number two, putting it out there. It's changed my life, and I've actually got bent onto it now.
As long as you're not flushing them.
No, you don't flush them. You put them in the bin.
That's fine, then.
Oh, yeah, good.
True. Give them a go, Timmy.
Thanks, Timmy. Thank you, mate. Appreciate it. Hold the line for us. Poor old Timmy. What to say then?
He's like, okay, just give it a wine.
Kids, great. Like, if you're
sound like
embarrassed.
A young dad, actually.
You
yeah.
did.
Yeah, there absolutely.
You go. Hey, Crevo, coming up next, you brought something up to us yesterday.
Yeah, I'm looking for your moral guidance a little bit. I've got a bit of a right or wrong for you. You guys know I do a bit of, like, buying and selling on the side.
Yeah.
So I made this deal over the weekend.
Millionaire Mark.
And I just need your, like, moral guidance as to whether I've done the right thing or not.
Okay, we'll see you in the right direction.
I'll fill you in more in a bit.
All right, checking in with Hamish in the newsroom next. It's 6:27. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos.
The Novos.
UFM.
It's a fantastic day, fam, today, because guess what? Coles are finally ditching the final buying restrictions on a couple of products. So we're back to normal now in terms of what you can buy at Coles.
So if you want to go...
Antibacterial wipes and liquid soap, you can buy as much as you want from
now. If you want to go mental and buy 10 bags of toilet paper, just do it. No one will care anymore.
Do you know what I'm thankful happened with these restrictions when you went shopping with the hand soap? I had to actually, because everyone bought, like, panic bought it all.
Yeah.
I invested in just the soap bars. I feel a lot cleaner than the liquid soap on the loofah.
They're a lot dirtier, Jade.
No, they're not actually. Yeah,
they're sweet.
They make you cleaner. And because I think they say not to use them too often because they actually, they're that good that they make your skin drier because it takes a lot of the, like, natural oils out of your skin. That's what you want, bars of soap.
Soap bars are more unhygienic than soap in a bottle.
They're not.
I almost guarantee it.
Do you want to Google it?
The great thing about
soap... I'll wash either of your cars if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Just do a little live Google here this morning.
Are soap bars unhygienic?
Imagine all the bacteria and the skin oils that sit on the surface of a bar of soap.
It all goes away. That's the thing with soap. It's excellent at breaking down those things.
It just seems cleaner
that
because
way.
They have more perfume in them.
So, okay, ready? Numerous studies have shown that although bacteria levels on a used bar of soap are slightly higher than on an unused soap, there are no detectable levels of bacteria left on the skin surface, Maddie, after using a bar of soap.
There you go.
Well, look, we're both
I'll take
right.
my
what was
car.
That bet?
You can wash my
right.
car.
And mine.
Well, look, I don't care. I'm not going to come through on
any
that
cars.
Promise anyway. Let's be honest, guys.
All right. Bit of a moral conundrum I'm going through because you guys know I do a little bit of buying and selling of antiques and stuff as like a hobby business, home hobby business.
Oh, you're a rich man.
Millionaire Mark.
Totally untrue and unfounded. But I did this deal with this lady on the weekend where I bought heaps of her antiques and stuff.
Yeah.
And it, like, she's cleaning out this house because it belonged to her parents. And, like, I made an offer thinking that she would, like, bargain back and wanting to raise the price.
Right.
But she just accepted it. So it was, like, a fair amount lower than I was expecting to pay.
What are we talking? Like, just different pieces of furniture?
Yeah, so there was Persian rugs, which is an area I specialize in.
Yeah.
And there was five of them. And,
wow.
And then a whole bunch of copper cookware, which is also something I'm quite knowledgeable about. And I paid up for it. I paid about $1,000 for it.
But how much can you make from
it? I can probably comfortably double my money.
What were you willing to pay for it?
Maybe up to $1,500. So another half again.
How yeah. old is this woman?
Probably 45.
I feel like you've ripped her off.
Well, this is. We'll chat more about it. But 13:10:09. Have I done the right thing? I will give this one more tidbit of information. When I spoke to her, I told her I'm going to sell this stuff. So she knew I was going to sell it for a profit.
And how did she react to that?
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, this is. I'll let you guys.
Used car salesman vibes right now.
We're gonna play. play a song now. Have right. a think about it. But 13:10:09. Have I done the right thing here, or should I have bumped up the payment a bit? Because obviously she was dealing with cleaning out a house, which is probably a family member's. So there's a bit of stress involved in that. I know. So that's something to think about.
All right, doing it after Sister Hazel, All For You at 105.3 New FM. 6:38, tops of 19 at Maitland today. Good morning. You're in the home of Newcastle's best music, 105.3 New FM, with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo ripping people off again.
Well, no. This is the... I mean, it's just a bit of a conundrum that I'm facing, right? Okay. So...
You feel guilty.
I'm not sure whether I should or not because, so I went to this lady's house, right? Yeah. She's had these Persian rugs for sale and they're, like, it's an area I know about, something I specialize in. And I went there and I was like, oh, have you got anything else for sale? Because I always just ask that out of habit, right? And she goes, yes, I'm selling this, this and this. She's cleaning out this house, probably her parents or a family member.
Someone passed away.
I'm guessing yeah. that's the case.
So the mother or the grandmother.
Yeah, exactly okay. right. Yeah,
so she's in mourning as well.
Well, I mean, I don't know. She seemed happy, but anyway, I
she
like...
She doesn't know you. You don't know her.
Exactly right. So I haven't gone deep into her story or anything. But anyway, mm-hmm. there was a number of items I was interested in, these rugs and some, like, outdoor plant pots and stuff, and then this...
Copper cookware.
Copper cookware, which is, you know, it's good quality stuff, and it's something I know about. So I was comfortable to make an offer of $1,000, right? Mm-hmm. Thinking I'll sell it all for about $2,000 over time. Like, it'd probably take me a year to sell everything. It's an investment, right?
$2,000. I think you told us you would...
Well, there might be a bit more, but I don't know. It'll take time. Like,
tell the truth, Crevo.
It's up maybe...
$3,000 to $4,000.
I don't know, $2,000 to $3,000, having a look at it yesterday. Like, carefully looking.
$3,000.
For the story's sake.
Yeah, all right. It makes it a bit more exciting for the show. All right, up to $3,000 maybe. Anyway, I'm sort of thinking, you know, I made this offer of $1,000. I thought maybe she would counter and say $1,500 or something like that. That's probably where I was willing to go. But she didn't. She just went, yep, okay. And I did tell her I was planning to sell it, but at the same time...
At
I'm
the
thinking,
end, after she agreed to the amount?
No. 100%. I always tell people I'm a reseller. Because some people give you a discount.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, well, you need to make a dollar as well. Anyway, so I was just felt like it just felt a little bit off.
I think you duped her.
Anyway, that's the
Here
question.
Here they are, Jade.
Let's ask...
Skimping around for the money for the funeral to put the old bat in the ground.
13:10:09. It wasn't like that. They were doing all
right.
What
are you going to do? Triple your money? Does it mean you triple your money? Double your money?
Maybe up to triple. It'll take time, though. 12 to 18 months to sell everything.
Okay. Paris, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Paris, do you think this is wrong? Has Crevo done the old Swifty on these unsuspecting people?
No. He was upfront and honest. She obviously wanted to make a quick sale, and he told her that he's going to resell it.
Yeah, but Paris, if she's mourning, she's like, you know, in her 40s, she's grieving, she's not really thinking clearly. Crevo swooped in there trying to take whatever he can get to make a dime. Do you think, you know, knowing her situation and being a good person... Sorry, Crevo.
Oh, you say that and laugh.
That he should have maybe offered her a little bit more, say, the $1,500 if he knows that he can clearly double it. Because obviously he's taking advantage of her, really.
Is this coming from the bargain hunter, Jade?
No. Oh,
Come on, that's Barry. That's a great point.
Hey, Barris, let's leave that there. Thank you. Corey.
Hey,
Corey.
Hey, man.
Hey, Corey, what do you think? Is Crevo doing the wrong thing here by these people?
Pay too much.
Too much.
I should have offered less.
I think you should have paid less. You've got to make money. You've got to go and get it. You've got to store it. You've got to, you know, if it needs a repair or anything. You know, I think you paid too much money.
That's true.
I think she ripped you off.
And I did have to drive. I had to go to Sydney for it. So you
exactly right.
Maybe you
still not cheap.
I should ring her up and ask for some of my money back. By the sounds of Corey.
I used to do something similar. So yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Thanks for that. And an insider's point of view.
Yeah. I say shame. Where's the bell?
Give it a ring.
Give it a ring.
One more caller, Jenny. How are you?
Good morning, Groovers. Happy Easter.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, good to chat to you. Now tell us, have I done the wrong thing here or am I okay?
Baby boy, you've done nothing wrong. You know what? You've done them a favour because they would have had to pay someone to, you know, get rid of it or trash it. And, you know, I reckon she got a discount out of you. So it's all good. Let it go.
Oh, thank you. I feel better. That's 100% of everyone who's called up, actually.
Bloody oath it is.
Oh, good stuff. Jade, thanks, Jenny Craig.
Jade Weatherman.
Anytime, already. Guys. Oh, yeah, I'm all over it, baby.
Thank you, Jenny Craig. Thank you for your call this morning. I love it. I loathe it. Doing that next, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics at New FM 647. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. You should be. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. Love it.
Okay, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic, and today's topic is The Voice.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say loathe it.
Yeah, me too. I think they should have canned the show years ago.
Yeah, come up with something new.
It's just like, same judges, and you know they're all hamming it up for the camera. Like, it's just all fake.
Okay, so you know how we spoke to
got that out of my system.
Darren McMullen the other
day? Yeah, good chat.
He's a nice guy. Chat.
Like, I mean, I get it. You know, he's probably getting paid millions of dollars
absolutely.
To go back and host that show, right?
I'd change my tune very quickly if I became a judge.
Oh, 100%.
Best show I've ever seen.
Oh, you know, The Voice is reinvented yet again.
They got a new button and everything.
In other words, they've just copied the American version and, you know, claiming it as their own. Yeah, Crevo, you obviously don't strike me as like a talent show type of guy, right?
So probably not.
Yeah, The Voice got me in this year. I thought I'm going to give it like maybe half an hour because I just am so over the sob stories. I'm so over the contrived rubbish. And you know what? It proved me right once again because
what
there's
happened?
Guy Sebastian, there's a singer on the stage. She's like 16-year-old girl and she looks very, very... sort of like Billie Eilish, but not really, right?
Okay.
And what do you think Guy Sebastian pulls out? You're the next Billie Eilish.
Oh, no.
But I'm not listening to this shit. Like,
you're not the next Billie Eilish. There's a one, you know what? I'm not even in, like, the showbiz. And there's one thing I do know is that you need to have your own signature style and uniqueness. So if anyone's mimicking their idol, sorry, you're not the next.
You're not them.
Yes. Obviously, right? I thought maybe I'm just being a bit of a bitch. I was like, I'll give it another go. And then last night, I'm going to play you some audio, right? And tell me if this voice sounds familiar to you. Kind of sounds like Guy Sebastian.
Yeah,
right?
they got him to perform, did they?
It's his brother.
No.
He's one of the chair people, it's isn't
his,
he?
Yes.
Why?
It's his bloody brother on the show. It's not rigged, is it?
They're really
scraping the bottom of the barrel. They've gone around every karaoke bar in the country. and they ran out of people. And went, who can we call? And it's that person you just dread calling.
It just doesn't feel right.
How embarrassing.
Right, we'll call his brother.
How embarrassing. To, you know what? Oh, hey, guy, you know, can you hook me up? Get
can
me
on
the
show.
I can't. I'm sick of living in your shadow. I'm trying to do it without you. I actually do need your help. Can you get me on?
His name is Chris Sebastian, right? Oh. And so on The Voice, they have this all-stars aspect to the show where if you've been on the show before, obviously you can come back and audition.
Yeah.
So Chris was on the show many years ago. But, I mean, if there's ever been a carbon copy of an artist, he looks like Guy, he dresses like Guy, and he sounds like Guy.
It's never going to happen for you. Yeah. And you know what? Don't become the Aussie surname.
Jonas Brothers or something, you know?
Exactly.
Like, do something different.
No, the Sebastian Brothers.
No, just come up with a whole new stage name. Change your identity and who you are.
Like. And you can still call, you can still call record execs and say you're Guy Sebastian's brother.
Yeah.
But just flip your name. So you get your, you know, toe in the door, and then once you got it there, then you do your own thing.
Count Christo. And he, like, I don't know what his jam is, but if it's R&B.
Yeah. Hey, Jackson.
Counts in the house.
One of your dreams is to be a Simon Cowell-esque character on a talent show.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this? It doesn't sit right, does it?
I was watching it last night with one of my friends who, one, said to me, I didn't know Boy George was gay when I said he was. And I was like, well, I don't know how you didn't know that. But, I don't know. I just find the whole season just really tacky. I feel like they're going to all these extreme lengths to draw people in. Even the promos for what's coming up, like Delta having horrific memories from a contestant on the stage, and I just find it just really tacky this year.
They've just run out of stuff to talk about.
You know what? In Australia, there's one thing that we do. We hold on to TV shows way too long, like way past their use by date.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, like, get some, surely we've got some more creative ideas for some shows and, you know, we can get them on the rotate.
Mm. Yeah, well, maybe that's what we'll do on the show. We'll come up with a new TV show and try and pitch it to a network. Jack.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, that's cool.
Get paid well for that too, don't you?
You do. Well, if it's your idea.
Mm.
All right. Well, maybe we'll do it on the show. Maybe Newcastle can sell a show to a
network.
We'll
sell an episode.
We'll share the funds. Hey, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, Jade, you have joined quite the exclusive club, I hear.
Well, yeah, this is the thing. You're in a club without knowing you're in one. In a sense, because I didn't realise I joined one on the weekend.
Okay, well, you're going to tell us more
weird
next
and scary.
After the news, 6:59. Good morning.
The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Guys, looking at the security cameras right now, and I can see the Happy Mobile Cafe in the top right-hand corner. They're working away, making our coffees, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. Oh, I think we're all, like, craving the caffeine
this
morning.
All this rain, which is great, because hopefully our water restrictions ease, but, jeez.
Makes you sleepy, doesn't it?
We're not going
to
have any live reads left if we...
yeah, underwater. They're like key sponsor of the show for the last 3 months. We love Hunter Water.
We do.
How good are they?
Yeah. But, guys, I love my new club because I sort of realised that when I was collecting my pine cones on the weekend, and we talked about it yesterday on the show, and I was pine cone collecting, I posted my video, obviously, onto my Instagram, and then I discovered, I did hashtag pine cone collecting.
You love a hashtag.
Pine cones. I do. And
especially
all these
when posting
pine
about your dog. You always do like 50 hashtags.
Yeah, because you're allowed up to 30 hashtags per post.
You didn't know that.
Yeah, so you got to maximise your reach. But anyway, I hashtagged pine cone collecting and whatnot, and then all of a sudden, all these pine cone dedicated Instagram accounts started liking my video and and commenting on my post, and I was like, wow. Pine cone daily. What's that? Clicked on it. And then it's just a world of pine cones. And I've sort of gotten deeper and deeper. I'm liking more pine cone accounts. And then I've realized I'm in a club, which I'm going to tell you a little bit more about after this.
Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 miles right now with J Maddie and Crevo. It's 8 bucks.
Everyone's don't know what to say.
It's officer 19 on the coast today. Good morning. Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 miles, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. And if you're feeling a bit glum this morning, this just cheered me up. Jade's just come up with one of the best new sounds I've ever heard in my entire life. Can you please demonstrate to Newcastle, Jade, what a seahorse talking underwater sounds like?
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Seahorse. Things we do off air, the seahorse.
Okay, yeah. This is a seahorse.
Look. It's the simple things in life, you know. Jade's joined a new club.
Jade, you went out looking for pine cones.
I'm out here collecting pine cones, which are great for the fire.
Yeah, I just don't lock myself in and just punch some cones for a couple of days.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, that's what a lot of people probably think this Pinecone Club is all about. So, obviously...
But it's not. It's about pine cones.
It is about pine cones. Legit pine cones. So, I went pine cone hunting on the weekend. Collected a lot for my fireplace.
Yep.
And then I made this video. It's actually on our Facebook page. You can check it out. And when I posted it onto my Instagram, I did all the hashtag, you know, pine cones of Instagram. hashtag pine cone. Hashtag cone post. And I ended up getting all these different pine cone accounts following me and interacting, and it's a very friendly world, unlike the crochet groups I'm in, which are very mean.
Are they real?
They are. Yeah, you missed it last week when you were away, Maddie.
The crochet groups are like mean girls, really savage, really terrible.
I'm disowning the crochet groups. But the Pinecone Club is a whole different experience.
Light and
really
bright.
Loving.
Yeah.
Everyone cares about each other. So basically, one Instagram I follow is Pinecone Daily. They put up a picture of a pinecone daily in different situations and scenarios out in nature. So there's this one where people have stacked firewood for their fire.
Yep.
And they've perfectly positioned 4 pine cones that have fallen off a tree on the odd, I guess, lump of firewood.
Yeah.
Skeeter 805 wrote, "That's cone-tastic."
Oh, no.
Yes.
Jade, I love the lows that you go to get new followers. Like the pine cone appreciation.
Well, this is just a random photo on the group, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Another picture, for instance, from Pinecone Daily. It was from backcountry_bounty. He goes, "What a great place to be a cone." And it's a picture of this pine cone overlooking what would be a creek, you know, with all this water
like
cascading.
A bubbling brook.
Yeah, with all these pine cones around the bank. And it's just the tip of the pine cone. Like, they've taken the picture from behind as if it's overlooking the scene. It's
just
fantastic.
Just the tip, eh?
There's also, a pine cone that's then been placed in a brook. Flowing brook, we can see the pebbles underneath. And then we've got a message from Skeeter 805 again. She's really active in this group. she's written, "I feel certain parts of this cone should be blurred out for privacy, being naked in a creek and all." And then she's done the peach emoji because the pine cone's naked having a bath in the brook.
This is what COVID-19 has done to society.
Yeah, people are just absolutely losing their small minds.
But then, guys, I found the Pine Cone Club, and this is a specific group where they actually share different types of pine trees. For instance, there's a picture of the Norway spruce pine cone and an example of the pine cone of that particular pine tree. And it's great because Paper Town Pottery writes, "This is my big spirit tree in our yard," in brackets, "and the backdrop for most of my photos," close brackets. "It's my favourite." And then the Pine Cone Club's written back and responded, and they've written, "At Paper Town Pottery, I do recognise it from your photos. It looks like it's got a lot of cones."
This is cool.
It's really friendly.
And do you know what makes me realise?
What?
Every single thing in the world has been thought of,
mm.
and there's an Instagram account for it, there's fans for it. As small and mundane as you might think something is, there's somebody who's really into it.
Yeah, and then Pinecone Club, they've actually made badges. So, you know, iron-on patches?
Yeah.
They've actually got their own Pinecone Club iron-on patch that you can buy.
Have you sent the message yet? Requesting one freebie? Popped in the mail?
I haven't hit them up for a freebie just yet.
No, she's waiting to be able to send the audio of this segment so that she can.
So there you go, guys. Get on it if you love pine cones, because it's a really nice, supportive group, and you'll get a lot of enjoyment out of it, unlike the crocheting world.
Which is mean and nasty, as
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way
now? Yeah, I'm going to let you in on some rumours about Taylor Swift taking back control of her music, because she had all those issues about being able to buy it back. Also, too, a bit of a COVID update this time on Betty White, because everyone's interested in how she's going over in the States.
I'm sorry, I thought she passed away. She's still alive.
Yeah,
she's
put immortal. That out there she's in the universe. Acting.
Far out.
Betty White will never pass on. Yeah, she's immortal, that woman. Okay, doing it next in UFM 718. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
No coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Oh, Jackson is here. What's the goss? What's happening?
Yeah, okay, so let's start with Taylor Swift. So you might remember last year she had all these issues with Scooter Braun, her ex-manager, buying all of her rights to her tracks. So there's been a cover of her track popping up in a TV show called Killing Eve. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it plays in the finale. Now, this is what it sounds like, a really haunting cover of Look What You Made Me Do. So fans are now speculating that this is actually Taylor Swift's brother, because Taylor Swift's, is it a pseudonym that she uses, Niels Schoelberg or something like that, has popped up on the producer credits. So they're saying that this is her way of getting back at Scooter Braun.
Is it weird that I really like that version?
It's really cool. Some are actually speculating that it's actually Taylor Swift and they've just edited her voice down to sound like a man's voice as well.
Totally possible.
So I'm confused. She's just trying to... How's that supposed to mess with Scooter Braun?
So if she re-records her masters as covers, she can then sell them.
Right.
And make money back off of it, which is what
smart move.
Prince did. It didn't work out for him because it costs a lot of money. Mm. But they say that if she can convince fans to buy her re-recorded work, then he doesn't profit off of what she's written and recorded in the past that he owns.
Okay. Yeah, good. You know what? Good on her. I support her. And I would definitely go out and rebuy her albums.
Sticking it to the man.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I would. Sorry, Jackson.
No, you're right.
I just think, you know, that's... She worked her whole life. That's her life she's written about and shared with the world. She deserved the right to be able to have the opportunity to buy her music back. That was a shady deal that happened behind the scenes, so she never got the option to buy her music back, and she would have.
She got money for it, though.
Doesn't matter, though. It's your work. Wouldn't you want to own your own work? I know I would.
I would, but if I sold it, I also...
I don't think she actually received money for it. It was actually the managers and record companies that got the money off of it. So I think that's why she was so cut about it. And then going forward, it just makes Scooter Braun a whole heap of money. I feel sorry for Taylor Swift. Like, I was never on the Taylor Swift bandwagon, but after seeing a documentary, I kind of think that a lot of people try to take her down unnecessarily, and she just gets up and fights. So, good on her.
That documentary really showed her in a whole new light. I mean, my whole perspective on Taylor Swift changed after watching that, because you're right, like, it's her life's work, and she is the primary writer on pretty much all of her songs.
Mm.
Yeah. That is true. I know she does do, like, a lot on the, you know, on the music side of it, where a lot of artists at her level, they just buy songs.
Yeah, because she didn't get money for that big purchase of the music, because the contracts were done that the record label actually had control over her music.
Yeah, and a lot of big celebs have got her back. Hey, changing pace a little bit. I don't get to do this ever. I don't think I've ever done this. Press play on the Golden Girls theme.
Thank you.
on New FM. So normally two reactions when you talk about Betty White. There's the people that go, oh, Betty White, what a sweetheart. And then there's people like this.
Betty White, because everyone's interested in how she's going over in the States.
I'm sorry, I thought she passed away.
Rude. And hey, using my producer genius, I've got in contact with Betty. She had a bit of a rebuttal to that.
Ask her what your girlfriend said.
So, look. I've been wondering how she's going under the pandemic and coronavirus. They've finally come out. She's released a statement. She says she's blessed with incredibly good health. That's something that you appreciate a lot in these times. People aren't actually allowed in or out of her compound, and she's stopped working. But, wow. Yes, she's all good at 98 years old.
Just so you know, yeah, 98.
And she's still working.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what's interesting, though, is, like, the stories around her, saying she's all good. A lot of people are saying that, like, that's the ultimate bit of news to get, like a grab of her saying that, because if you say, like, she's doing well during the coronavirus, by putting Betty White and coronavirus together, you're guaranteed millions of clicks, because people automatically assume the worst.
Really? Well,
the week that it sort of broke out in the United States, that's all of the big pop culture pages and, like, meme pages were posting was, I hope Betty White's okay. People really love her.
Absolutely. I think she's awesome.
I just think of baking, but I know that's Betty Crocker.
Yeah, totally different.
So I think she gets that added association
really?
To her
I've
name.
I've never thought of that.
Yeah.
Betty White's great. Glad she's all right.
There we go. Thank you, Jackson. Coming up next, Creevo, we're talking rats.
That's right. So rats and coronavirus, you would think maybe, they're carriers or something. It's not to do with that. It's that rats are having to form gangs to try and find themselves food with a lot of the restaurants closed.
Of course, the true victims here.
Well, nobody thinks of the rats, you know?
News time with Hamish next in UFM. And guys, after 8 o'clock today, we are meeting our very first couple for the UFM drive-through wedding. One of the contestants. So very excited for that. That's coming up after 8 at 7:29. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Creevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
So we've got a Facebook live stream up on the New FM Facebook page, and we've just got a comment just now, guys.
It's an open chat, so anyone can just message stuff, write whatever.
From a gentleman called Keith. And
hello, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Now, Keith has an issue with the show, guys.
And no.
We've heard this comment a few times, actually, so we might as well talk about it. So he goes, Novo is an abbreviation for Novocastrians. Not one of you guys are born in Newcastle. Stop calling yourself Novos. First of all, Keith, we have no control over that.
Exactly. We didn't come up with the name.
We're not pretending that we were born in Newcastle, Keith, but we do live here now, so does make us a Novocastrian.
And two of us actually own houses here.
Yeah,
so
we're pretty stuck here, you know? Like, I think you're sort of Novocastrian if you live here.
Especially if you purchase a house here, guys.
Yeah, like, it's a pretty solid connection. Yeah, that's what
I think. Wait 25 years, you might be able to qualify. I think that's the term, isn't it?
Right.
Is there a criteria?
I think there is, yeah. I could be wrong.
I don't think there is. I think if you live somewhere,
and if it's on your ID card, like your address here, I think that's it.
I do believe you have to do your time. You know what? I think not 25 years. I think that's a bit steep. But I do believe that once you know the back roads, and you can get somewhere multiple different ways.
Because that's what qualifies you.
Personally, I think that's what qualifies you as, you know, whether you move to Brisbane right now and you live up there, once you know the back roads to wherever you may move to if you're not from
that
wherever
place.
That place, that's what the qualification is.
I will say, I have gone for the Knights my entire life. That's our family team, so there's something, you know.
That counts. There's a point in your favour. It's like a point system.
Also depends on how you pronounce the name of a suburb. A certain suburb beginning with the letter T in the area. Also shares a name with a Canadian
Tomago?
City.
No.
Canadian
Toronto.
City. Toronto. That's it. Yeah. Novocastrian right there.
It's like Catho.
Oh, love it. Hey, obviously COVID-19 is ravaging the planet at the moment, and one group of species really struggling at the moment, Creevo.
The rats.
The rats.
They're doing it tough at the moment, and I feel like nobody really, thinks of them. No one's worrying about the rats. So I'm going to bring this important issue to the forefront of everyone's mind. We're doing Rat Chat next.
Awesome.
Right now, though, Akadaka, this is Thunderstruck. It's 7:39 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Good morning. ACDC 105.3 New FM. It is bucketing down outside today, guys. Showers about tops of 17 degrees on the coast, Crevo.
Now, rats have been doing it tough in corona times, and you wouldn't normally go, oh, we've got to think of the rats. They're doing it hard. But apparently it's a big issue because in a lot of big cities where a lot of rats live, they've been struggling because all the restaurants are shut.
I totally get that.
So these gangs of rats are all hanging out together.
Gangs.
Walking. No, they do.
Yeah, it's true, Maddie. They're walking the street together, all on the hunt for food, because normally they hang out in the back alleys, you know, like Shredder from the Ninja Turtles, finding bits of food that people have thrown out, or, you know, going through skip bins where the leftovers of restaurants are discarded. And they're able to feast on that and live a high life. A life of royalty. But these days, the rats are in a lot of trouble because all that food isn't there.
Yeah, it's disappeared. And I can actually back this up, this news article, because obviously I, like, Beaumont Street's, like, not far, it's down the road from me, and, like, we've never had issues with rats.
Yeah, because they love Beaumont Street.
Ever. Like, all the restaurants there, little ratatouilles getting about. Ben and I, the other day, we were sitting out the back, and we saw, this is actually the other day, I say on holidays a couple weeks ago, we're like enjoying dusk is coming on. We're having a brew, and then these two little rats run across the fence, two together. I've never seen two rats together at the same time, but this is why I can vouch for this. So then, you know what we went and did? Got rat sack.
Don't kill them.
Threw it in the roof. Yeah, we did.
No.
Yeah, I killed rats hanging in the roof.
Ratatouille's just gone to sleep for a little while because we found Ratatouille sleeping.
Ratatouille.
Is that a Greek cousin of Ratatouille?
Yes.
Ratatouille.
We found Ratatouille outside, and Ratatouille's friend. We you know.
They've gone for a long sleep.
Yeah, long sleep.
But yeah, you had a rat gang of Beaumont Street running through your back fence.
Exactly, and we've never had an issue
Did
before.
Did you know that for every single person in Australia, there are 200 rats in existence?
Oh, I believe that.
Really?
Yeah.
So is that like is it 400 million rats or something?
Yeah, but so I think it's between like half a billion and a billion rats.
It's a lot of rats. There's a lot of hungry rats in the cities, so especially around Newey.
Careful around like Westfield, Katara, like any dumpsters like Derby Street where there's, you know, more restaurants. No, if you're living near that area, like in good kilometre radius, watch out, because we got done.
In normal times, not an issue, because they feast on that and they love those back streets. But when the times are hard, like corona times, the rat gangs form.
And here's Jade baiting the poor things so they think, wow, here's a
tasty feast
for us.
Look, I felt,
for the whole fam.
I did feel bad and I felt guilty because I love animals. I didn't want to do it, but the thing is,
you can't have them in your roof.
Not in your roof. You know, I'm caretaking that house for the next 80 years for the next person.
Exactly right. It can't be rat infested.
Mm-mm.
No, it cannot. Hey, guys, up next, I'm going to answer one of the greatest mysteries that has plagued mankind since the year 1997 when the movie Titanic was released.
Ooh.
Would Jack have survived if Rose had just shifted her butt over a little bit on the door? study has been done, and it's finally revealed the truth, guys.
Really?
This is interesting.
Telling you more next. New FM, good morning. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And guys, this morning I'm solving one of man's greatest mysteries. Did Jack, or could he have survived on the door at the end of Titanic? Oh, What a movie, what a song, but what a mystery, guys. Of course, at the end of the movie, Rose let poor old Jack disappear into the icy depths of the North Atlantic Ocean, never to be seen again. But of course, the question that people have just never let go, is could Jack have fit on the door with Rose? Because, I mean, some think that Rose, quite selfish, because she could have just shifted a little bottom.
I would have put him on top of me because the body heat.
Then you're saving body heat.
Yeah.
Well, just because I'm guessing this is like somebody's done a scientific study on this. Is that what the gear is?
Absolutely.
All right. Can I just make my guess based on looking at the door, looking at the two of them? I think that they probably could have fit. And I'm just guessing, because just by looking at the displacement of the door, I feel like they'd be able to, you know, fit on there and not completely sink.
But do you know what's funny? It wasn't even just a door. It was a door and, like, half of a wall. Like,
so there's a wall panel as well.
Yeah, it was a lot bigger than people remember or think.
Well, guys, some Westminster students over in the UK have used maths to figure this out for all. So basically what they've done is they've looked at the buoyancy of the door, how the salt would have affected the
door. Of course.
Oh, wow,
course.
Okay.
Yeah. Salt water is more buoyant.
The materials available at the time, and they've come to the conclusion that both Jack and Rose would have survived if they'd put their life jackets underneath the door. It would have supported both of them.
That makes sense.
Okay.
They weren't too bright back then, though.
And they're a bit emotional moment, you know, and he's thought, and Jack would have thought at the time, look, it'll be a hero's farewell if I do this. Like, I'll be remembered as a real hero if I just don't get on the door.
I've always struggled with this word. Chivalry, I nailed it, at its finest.
Or did he just want the fame? You know, did he think, if I don't get on that door, I'll be famous. If I do get on it, then we'll just be two people that survived. Who cares about that?
I mean,
You know, everyone glosses over as well with Titanic, okay? Because we all get hung up over the door. Can we not, like, fast forward to the end of the movie when she finds that, you know, multi-million dollar diamond necklace in her pocket? You're telling me you wouldn't have sold it for a better life? You know what I mean? Like, I know it was in the memory she wanted to live a life on the road with Jack. Chances are, if Jack was alive, love, yous both would have cashed in and lived a better life.
Straight down to Cashies at Broadmeadow. And, like, you could buy a beautiful house by the sea.
Do you know what as well? So, I mean, if you watch the movie, that necklace actually represents her grub of an ex-husband.
You'd sell that ASAP.
Crazy.
One of cinema's greatest moments.
Jack.
He's frozen.
I'll never let go. I promise.
Oh, there's a promise broken.
Tell you what, she didn't let go of that necklace.
No, that was the biggest mistake of her life after not letting him on the door.
And then she throws it back. It just made no sense.
So, yes, some would say that Rose is a killer.
Based on that.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, it's a bit sadistic, isn't it?
It is, but it's true.
Yeah.
Who throws Leo in the North Atlantic? I'll be throwing myself in first.
That's the real crime.
Get up there, Leo. It's all right.
Get on top of me. Body heat, Leo. Body heat. But guys,
you would have been all right with that, Maddie. You'd be all right with Leo lying on top of you.
I'm grabbing as many bodies as I can. I don't know how hard it is to tread water in a group, but
let's not take that audio grab out of context.
I'll never let go.
I'll be grabbing as many bodies as I can.
But guys, yesterday on the show, at this time, talked about my girlfriend Nikki, who's ditched the bra and she's loving it. She's like, I'm sick of the underwire, digs in, I'm done with bras, I've had it. So she's been trying to convert me, and I'm just never, it doesn't sit right with me. But we had a few listeners jump on the blower yesterday and give me their thoughts on, you know, ditching the bra, and I'm going braless after this.
After this, so you're currently wearing the bra?
Yeah, and I'm taking it off to get a feeling, because I said I'd give it a go.
So, like, you'll do, say, the last hour of the show.
braless.
Because you're very just against going braless. I know you don't like it, but I think you need to be open-minded.
Open-minded, but, you know, at the end, that's what I'm going to do.
See
that's
how you
what
feel.
Life is about.
Are you wearing, at the moment, like quite a constricting
no,
bra?
No, it's a loose one. So I thought I'd go a looser one just to ease into the hang, I guess. So we'll delve into it after this.
Right. Taking the bra off next. It's 1 minute to eight. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
New FM.
New FM.
Connecting now.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official.
The Novos. We got
love. Guys, unbelievable story that just crossed my desk. Biscuits and Gravy. It is the name of this kitten that's actually been born with two faces. So they're calling it Biscuits and Gravy, and it's a legit kitten with two faces. And apparently it has one brain stem, but it can eat, suck, and meow using both of its mouths, which is incredible.
Biscuits and Gravy.
That must be living in a southern state in America.
I'm not sure what part of the world, but apparently
Jackson's just put a message in our group.
He died, I'm afraid. Sorry to draw.
Biscuits and Gravy.
Biscuits and Gravy died, yes.
Jackson just messaged it's dead now.
Oh, that's sad. When did that happen? Because this article only
this
came
morning.
Out. Oh, dear. Oh, yeah, it only
sorry,
lived a couple
guys.
Of days.
Oh, no.
Sorry, because actually, in a positive spin...
R.I.P.
Apparently...
BMG, as I'm calling it.
What's
him.
Its name? Frank and Louis defied the odds and lived for 15 years. So apparently, this is another two-faced cat that lived for 15 years and made the Guinness World Records.
You know when we're, like, planning the show and, you know, there might be a bit that we're going to talk about and we'll be like, oh, look, that can last another day. It'll be okay. We could, you know, it's not time sensitive.
We should have done Biscuits and Gravy yesterday.
We should have. But oh, well.
Oh, well. It was a nice story while it lasted.
Well, it's good to know, though, that, you know, if you ever come across a little kitten with two faces, it can happen, so don't be spooked.
Yep.
I think any of us will be coming across a kitten with two faces anytime soon.
No, unlikely, but hey, I think we're moving. I'm just looking at the board from kittens to puppies, is it? What's going on here?
We are. So I'm getting my puppies out in a minute, not legitimately, but we're talking about ditching the bra on the show. So I'm going to be taking my bra off and going braless for about 50 minutes today, just to give it a whirl, because apparently a lot of women are doing it now. Never really felt comfortable myself not wearing one, but I'm keeping an open mind because
really
my girlfriend swears by it.
I'm really proud of you for opening your mind with this, Jade, because like you said, so many people called the show yesterday and were like, you know what, you've got to give this a try,
Jade. They did.
Going over to the New FM live stream on our Facebook page as well if you want to see the unlinking of the bra.
Yeah, I'll do it on camera, but obviously I'm not taking my t-shirt off.
No
I'm
bed.
Doing
there's
it
no,
like...
There's none no of that going in.
When you're quickly changing, you know, from in the car on the cage, and women do it.
Yeah, you're looking at us like we have experience
doing
it. Yeah, I'm
thinking you guys can't back me up.
No. Do you know, are you okay taking it off by yourself? Because
I have a weird way of doing it. We'll find out how I do it in a second, I guess.
Well, I mean,
I
wouldn't like Crevo on coupler, but I'm like, me or Jackson are here to help you.
No, I don't even need your help to do it.
Well, they're unthreatening, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, doing it next. Free Ridings Castles, live across Newcastle's 8:10. Good morning. Grey Ridings Castles, live across Newcastle with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 8:14. Jade's about to go braless.
I keep the flip-flop going because I'm a double D like you.
Yes. Your life is about to be changed. How does it feel? Because you get very uptight when it comes to bras, because you think all women should wear bras.
Yeah.
At all times.
Mm. All the time.
And we had many listeners yesterday say, hey, Jade, you need to unlink that little clip at the back and go free,
and
sister.
Give it a go.
Go free.
Free yourself.
Free yourself. I just, all right. Well, look, I'm going to give it a go. Mm. That's what I do.
Do you want to come around here?
What, around your side and take it off?
My side. Come
on. Then I've got to move and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. It's okay. So, all right, I've taken my jacket off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm putting...
I'm going to look away because this bit sort of awkward me a bit.
One arm inside my shirt.
Okay.
And then,
what colour is your bra today?
It's actually pink today. So I put one... I'm describing how you take the bra off. So I put one arm inside my shirt, and inside the shirt I'm actually taking off the first strap over the shoulder.
Okay.
Second arm's going inside the shirt. And I'm taking...
This sounds like an acrobatics course.
Taking it off.
You put one arm behind the other, stand up and lean a certain way.
Putting the... what's it called?
Well, I heard something snap there.
I'm pulling the bra down and I'm twisting it around so I can unclip it
from
the front.
This is why you need a good gay friend to unclip it for you.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Bra is off.
Oh, no, that's not...
All right.
Smacking the microphone with it. How do you feel, Jack?
I wanted to do a spin.
Oh my God, you've tipped coffee on your laptop. You actually have. Wow. Stand it up on its side, Jade, quickly.
Yeah. Use the bra.
Okay, here we go.
Is there some tissue around? You got too excited swinging that bra.
I know,
around.
I got into it. Anyway, the bra's off, guys.
I can wash my hoodie. Use that.
Okay, wipe that up.
How does it feel, Jade?
It actually feels different. I actually sort of feel lighter. I feel like I've lost maybe 500 grams.
So what's the biggest change for you right now? Like, what do you feel naked?
I feel a little bit. I'm actually, if you look at me on the live stream, I've got my arms covering my
boobs.
You're
a bit like...
Like a chicken. It's like I'm about to break into the chicken dance.
Does it feel heavier not having the support?
Not heavier. It just... Yeah, I guess it feels lighter.
Okay.
Okay.
You just need to forget about the fact you're not wearing a bra and just embrace the change.
See how, and like, try and just relax into it, I guess, and then see how you feel at the end of the show, because that'll be about 45 minutes, and they'll give you a good assessment of whether this is a lifestyle you might fully switch to.
I don't like it already.
What is it about it?
I don't know what it is. I just don't like the free hang. It's feel like they're dangling, like Christmas balls on a tree, you know? That's what it feels like.
Okay.
But you guys, I think, to understand what I think women go through with having boobs, I think you guys need to, tomorrow, wear a bra and fill it up with water balloons and give it a whirl.
To feel the weight.
To feel the weight of what it would be like to...
I want to know about this.
You know what? I'm down for that challenge. Because you know what? Us blokes sit here and go, you don't know what it... You know, we don't understand. They're like, having boobs must be hard sometimes, especially when they're so large, like yours, Jade. Like, do you have back problems?
I don't have back problems yet, but probably later on in life, I definitely will.
I don't think I'm into the bra, but I'll wear the water balloons, because I do...
Yeah,
I do know there's
the
your weight thing. And people deal with, like, sore necks and stuff, don't they?
Well, that's why it's funny. So, like, I'm 153 centimetres. My mum is, like, a head shorter than me. So she's quite little.
Mm.
So my mum had bigger boobs like me, double D's. And obviously, like, my boobs do fluctuate when you put weight on and off as a woman. And my mum, being so small and petite, because she had such larger breasts, that's why my mum got a boob reduction, because she would get the sore back.
Yeah.
And it was a big problem.
Deal with
it
that.
Is for a lot of women. So. Mm. You know, that's why I think being more heavier myself, I like the support of a bra.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, I'm willing to give this a go tomorrow. I'll wear the pretend.
We'll do this.
For the whole
you
show.
Have the rest of the show without the normal constrictions.
Yeah.
We're getting some very disapproving looks from the sales department as they walk past the door.
They're not the ones on the radio, so... They can do the selling. We'll do the radio thing.
All right, there we go, Jade. We'll see how you feel at the end of the show.
You look very uncomfortable in a weird way.
Yeah.
Coming up next, though, Hamish is in with his brand new segment, The News That Didn't Make the News. Doing that one next on UFM.
The Novos. The Novos on UFM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring, and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The News That Didn't Make the News with Hamish.
Yeah, Hamish is here to tell us all those great little stories that are maybe not serious enough before the news.
Yeah, serious-ish. Not really, no. Yeah. I've discovered that these, I just realised, these are disproportionately science-y and nerdy stuff. So this is basically an exercise in self-indulgence where I talk about stuff that I want to talk about.
And that's totally fine.
Which is the idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get started. An Australian designed robot that's designed to investigate signs of life on other planets has been undergoing testing in Antarctica. It's called Bruy. I don't know if that's going to catch on. It looks a little bit like a hoverboard, you know, one of the two-wheeled things. Yeah, and what it's designed to do, it's supposed to run along the underside of an ice sheet, hence why it's being tested in Antarctica. And it's going to be sent off to Europa, which is one of the moons of Jupiter. And it's considered one of the most likely to support some form of life.
Wow.
So basically, they have to burrow through 15, I think, kilometres of ice. And then this thing's going to run along the underside of the ice and
look
sort
around.
Of test, have a look around. Have a sniff around.
Wow. That's incredible.
Isn't it?
That's what we're doing.
And it's from the University of West Australia. So, you know, Space Force Australia doing well.
Isn't it fascinating, though? So much, you know, technology and smarts have gone into developing this. And then they decide to call it Bruy. It really undermines the whole process.
What would you have called it, Maddie?
I don't know. Something like long-numbered situation. Yeah.
Something a bit more catchy than Bruy.
AC-23724.
Oh, that little Star Wars nerd coming out here.
BB-8. We'll call it BB-8 for purposes of everything here.
R2-D2.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah, traditional. Another science-y thing. It turns out that bumblebees have a way of making plants flower earlier, and they reckon it might have something to do with climate change, but they're not quite sure. What they do is they've seen them biting the leaves of flowering plants, which actually triggers a defence mechanism, and the plants flower to distract the bee. And,
amazing.
Look, they have no idea. They're just guessing, really, but at this point, because they're doing it globally, so they don't think something's causing it.
Well, I love that pseudoscience.
Plants do react to animals.
They do.
Like, there's a very famous example of it in Africa, where when the giraffes, like, chew these certain trees, they release a chemical, so nearby trees of the same species know to close their flowers and don't get eaten by the giraffe.
Yep.
So that not only they react to animals, they communicate with other plants of their same species.
Which was the premise of that fairly average Mark Wahlberg movie. What was it? The one where people just reacted to plants. Oh, I forget
what it was called.
It's an interesting idea, though. They do that. They communicate with each other. Fascinating stuff.
Think twice before you pull out a weed from the ground, you know?
Yeah, weed bark. You know when kids walk past trees and they'll rip leaves off?
Yeah, don't do that. I actually respect...
Don't do that, kids.
I respect weeds. They have a, you know, good... they've got a real sort of zest for life.
They don't,
you know, they're difficult to get rid of.
Some weeds are really pretty. And I know they're a weed.
Yeah, well, that's true. And some have nice flowers and some smell great, too.
Do you know what we should make here?
What?
You know how I've wanted to do like a little garden bed out the back here at the radio station? So I think we should do a weed garden.
Well, there's already one of those out there.
Like all the pretty weeds, because you do get weeds that flower.
Right.
Yeah, you do.
We're not doing a really big weed garden with lights and heaters, are we?
I've forgotten about the garden.
I think we were doing... I thought you were hinting at some sort of...
I don't know what you're talking about, Krimo.
...making money arrangement that...
No, I mean, as if anyone's going to buy tickets to come to that.
To see
weeds?
No, not a chance.
I think we'll win this season.
Some people pay a lot of money to get some weeds. But also, too, finally, costume shops in the US, obviously, the pandemic, they're buying a lot of masks. Well, you know, the character Bane from the Batman movies, that's apparently going off the shelves.
I'm crafting this brilliant the one. It'll be extremely painful.
Oh, you're so good, Amish.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
That is the greatest.
You need a coffee cup and you can do all sorts of things.
And it's a very limited set of news stories in the world where you get to do a Bane impression. Like, have you ever had the chance before in your years of being a journalist?
Yep, and that's my job. That's it. I don't need to do anything else. Peak job, that one.
You've peaked.
Hamish, the real news is coming up.
Yeah,
next. Can you do something for me? Can you please tease your top story in the voice of Bane from Batman?
Here's a treat. Or have you not decided your top story yet?
I haven't put it together yet.
That's all right. You got 3 minutes during the ad.
Well, you could say that human trials for a coronavirus have begun in Australia.
That sounds more Sean Connery. There's a fine line between Bane and Sean Connery, isn't there?
They're remarkably similar.
Thank you, Hamish.
My pleasure.
8:31. Coming up next, very exciting. The drive-through wedding is happening on Friday. We are so excited. On the day, the couple, the winning couple, will find out that they are, in fact, getting married. So they won't know until Friday morning if they are tying the knot. And we're going to meet our first finalists next, Jade.
We are. I'm pumped. Very I can't good. Wait.
You love a wedding. News time next with Hamish. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos. This is a very exciting week for all of us because we get to be involved in one of the most amazing things. Somebody's getting married.
Yay.
On the show. Well, I say on the show, it's going to be our next big Facebook live stream event. So around lunchtime on Friday, we're going to be doing a drive-through wedding. So think about, like, you know, your fast food drive-through. It's going to be like that, but a wedding. It's going to be an amazing stretch limo the lucky couple arrives in.
And we've supplied them with the wedding dress, the flowers, the celebrant. Like, it's all happening.
That's right.
Very exciting.
Joined by Jeff. He's going to be the guy who, you know, he does these drive-through weddings. And obviously during this time when people can't travel from interstate, friends, family, that sort of stuff, it's an amazing opportunity.
So we have a few finalists, guys, and the winner of the competition will not find out that they are getting married on Friday until the morning of the wedding.
So it's going to be a very exciting and emotional week coming up. And, you know, being part of this wedding is going to be incredible. And, of course, you will be able to watch it on Facebook Live on Friday.
So exciting. We're going to meet our first finalist straight after this. Very exciting. You love a wedding, Jade.
I do.
I can feel excitement coming off you. Doing it after Harry Styles, this is Adore You, live across Newcastle. It's 8:40 with the Novos. Good morning. Rate the music now, newfm.com.au. You love it, hate it, rate it. It takes under 10 minutes. Just by doing so, you could be walking away with many of these delicious Yumbo Ramen meals delivered directly to your door, guys. So get involved with that. Right now, though, it's time to meet our very first contestant for New FM's Drive Through Wedding.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and I love
the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
This is very exciting. We are going to marry a couple with a drive-through wedding. It is our next big Facebook Live event. So this coming Friday around lunchtime, you can jump onto the Facebook live stream of New FM and you can check out this couple getting married in a limousine.
So if you love weddings as much as I do, you can watch a stranger get married and you're not going to look like that weirdo that's creeping around the outskirts of a park. You know, like when you... people get married at the park. I'm always that person that I just want, I stop and I just enjoy the wedding and I'm like, I don't know these people. But I love weddings.
You like
it's good.
To watch. You like to watch.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
A bit of a watcher. Hey, the limo company getting involved is L&S Limos. Check them out on Facebook. And a big thanks to the flower provider as well. You can check them out on Facebook. Flowers and Events by Michelle. They're supplying some beautiful flowers. It's going to be an awesome event.
Oh, good stuff. Well, we're going to meet our very first contestant. She could be walking down the aisle in a car on Friday. It's Debbie. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. So, I'm so excited for you. Walk me how you and your fiancé, Neil, are feeling.
Very nervous, but excited at the same time because we generally procrastinate about things. And when we actually heard this advertised, we're like, yep, this is the opportunity that we need.
So, okay, tell us, how did you first meet?
Well, strangely enough, I was actually a real estate agent and canvassing for potential properties to sell. And I knocked on his door and he had absolutely no intention on selling. But he thought, yeah, well, let's get an appraisal done. So, I came back and did the appraisal, and then he progressed to say, you know, you build that rapport and you find out that he does window tinting and all that sort of stuff. I'm like, yeah, I could do with that on my car. So I came back then and got him to do that.
And he tinted your windows.
Yeah, so we just built that friendship up from there.
Aww. That's such a sweet story. I love that so you were nice. Just like, you know, getting to know each other by trading off services.
Yeah. I know, you went there and went, ooh, this guy's a homeowner.
So
that's a good start.
So how long ago was this that you met? Was it 6 years ago?
Yeah, roughly about 2013, I think.
And when did Neil pop the question?
2016.
So you've been waiting quite a while.
I know. Now, yeah, see?
Is it something that you constantly remind Neil about? Like, Neil, honey, what's happening? When are we getting married?
Yeah, but like I said, he's a procrastinator and he has to have everything right and all that sort of stuff, which is understandable. But, yeah, I think it's time. And we actually were starting to prepare all of our details and everything towards the end of last year. And then, you know, we're like, okay, we're going to decide on a venue and everything. And then COVID started to unfold at the start of the year. And we're like, oh, my God. We just looked at each other and went, well, what do we do now?
Now, Debbie, we'll be so excited for you guys if you are, in fact, getting married on Friday. Now, just tell us, what are you most looking forward to about your future with Neil once you get married? What will this mean to you guys?
Happily ever after.
Mm. It's just,
the dream.
It's just amazing. Yes, definitely. And we're just, you know, best friends. It's just the final touch to finish that off.
Question, your friends and family, like, have you told your parents that this might be happening? How do they feel about it?
Yeah, not very excited. Excited and nervous, and, you know, all the questions of, oh, what's happening? What are we doing? You know, what the older sort of generation like to know, you know, everything. They like to be prepared.
Of course.
But, yeah, no, they're excited. They're just, wow, this is such a different scenario, and, yeah, they're going with it.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, look, we're wishing you the best of luck. Of course, you know, the lucky couple will find out on Friday morning and then get married later that day. So wishing you the best of luck, Debbie.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it.
And, Debbie, I just want to say as well, you know, obviously it is a drive-through wedding. The whole of Newcastle will be watching. But I will say we're going to treat this with the utmost respect because, of course, it is your guys' big day if you do, in fact, walk away. So if it puts your parents' minds at ease, we're going to try and make it as special as possible, okay?
Yeah.
No, that's perfect. It's amazing.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Debbie. Good luck. And, of course, Friday the big announcement will be made right here on the show, guys. Now, speaking of love,
yes.
I've got to tell you guys about a new reality show that's actually really, it's shocking the world at the moment. It's called Labor of Love. One single woman.
Mm.
That one single woman wants a baby.
Mm-hmm.
15 men, one man will impregnate her. At
no.
The end. This is on network television over in the States at the moment.
So it's like a mainstream show.
Mainstream show. There's an, you know, it's not like in one of those cable shows that play at night.
Weird time. It's going up against MasterChef and
so stuff. So many questions going through my
Think
mind right
the
now.
Bachelor or the Bachelorette, but at the end,
there's a baby.
She
there's
gets
baby.
Pregnant by one of these men. So I'm going to tell you more next, but it's actually quite fascinating. I'm going to tell you more after this. It's 8:50. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Lady Gaga, 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 8:56, 105 commercial free, kicking off in minutes with Jackson. Now, first, guys, I've got to tell you about this new reality show that has shocked the world, and it will probably shock you. So just when you think that every type of reality show has been done, you've got to stop, smell the flowers and think again, because it hasn't.
Mm.
I want you to imagine this, right? Mm-hmm. One single woman, she really wants a baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
15 baby daddies vying to impregnate her. At the end of this show, one man and her create a baby, families made. The show is called Labor of Love.
Are they having a relationship afterwards, or is he purely just a sperm donor?
It's actually optional. So they go on lots of dates like The Bachelor. Wow. I've got a grab of the promo of the show just to explain the premise of it.
Okay. She seems to have it all, except one thing, a partner to start a family. For Christy, the labor is mandatory, the love is optional.
I really feel at 41 and still wanting to have my own family, I've sort of aged myself out of the dating pool, and I want to fall in love with the man that I can see as the future father of my children.
We ended up finding these amazing men who were successful, who've been doing different things with their lives, and somehow they've missed the boat as well.
I'm looking for a partnership, and I think that that's a big deal.
Just a choose between us jabronis.
Wow, that's all I can say.
So you're saying before it's on primetime, so that's going up against like your American MasterChefs and The Voice and
so
stuff.
So it's on the Fox Network, debuted a couple of days ago, and I mean, it's just got everybody talking because nothing like this has ever been done before and getting so much backlash because...
It's very full on, isn't it?
I think it's getting fair criticism from people that are saying, hey, you're actually bringing an innocent child into the world. Mm. On a reality TV show. I think this is many steps too far, to be honest.
You know what, this is really...
Call me a prude, but geez.
It's trivialising it,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, so I actually have a cousin, Sharon, and she's actually a lesbian, and she has just had her second child via a sperm donor.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm okay
encouraged.
With that. I'm on board. She's a great mum. You know, Sharon, it was sort of in this situation where, you know, regardless of being a lesbian, like, she just wanted to be a mum, like, at the end of the day. And she didn't want to have to, you know, like, so this show for me, I think it... I'm not okay with it purely because I haven't had this conversation with Sharon, but looking at that, if I found out that my mum had me through a TV show, I don't know if I'd be okay with that or comfortable because you'd sort of always be in the spotlight. But how my cousin's done it, like, she's a great mum, but I don't know. I guess it's hard to put yourself...
They're very different things. Yeah. I mean, your cousin obviously... you know, has done what a lot of couples do, and especially
seeking
a lot of
help with fertility, basically.
Couples do, and that is, you know, they need to find different paths to have children. Mm. This, to me, just is terrible, I think. I mean, woman, right, Jackson, I was just sitting there watching it with you, she looks like a Hollywood actress. You know, there's no issues with her finding a man.
Do you think
the motives behind it are very, very wrong?
That's my question. So do you think that she's seeking fame as part of this process?
I think so.
To be like, I'm the first person to do this. But like, that's a bad motivation.
It is. But in saying that, it is interesting from, I don't know, from the psychological point. Mm. Like, it's sort of like why you watch Big Brother. I find it interesting seeing how the people interact with each other in certain situations. It's sort of interesting watching her process and them all sort of go through this. But the emotional part of it, is just, I don't know, it's just a big, big mess. I'm more thinking about the child.
Yeah, me too. And so it's hosted by Kristen Davis from Sex and the City.
Right, okay.
So she's put her name to this. She's quite a high-profile actress as well. So I've just had a look. The ratings have just been released for the show in America. In comparison, the finale of American Idol recently got 10 million viewers.
Yeah.
This show debuted to only 900,000, so it's actually tanked big time.
Mm.
I think, you know, that's... people have made up their minds.
But it's just a step too far.
I think so. Anyway, what a way to end the show.
Yeah.
Look into the show if you want to watch it.
Yeah,
like,
it's on YouTube if you want to look it up.
Interesting, but...
a
lot of bits.
Episode,
I don't know, I just think it's not cool for the kid, but hey, if you grow up loved... and you're cool, you know, that's
the main thing. Yeah, and your mum is a good mum. Like, that's really the most important thing, however it comes about. But if she's just using it to make herself famous, that's my...
And, I mean, that's a big assumption. But
well, it is, and I haven't seen the show.
Most people would make, though.
I haven't seen the show, so...
Like, on my part as well. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm just guessing she's wanting to get famous, but... Anyway, producer Jackson.
Yeah, good morning. Hello. Intense conversation.
Yeah.
Would you go on that show?
Look, I want a baby so bad, but I don't think that I'd go on a reality show. But hey, who knows? Maybe she's doing it for college tuition. That stuff's expensive. So.
Yeah, I just think those things should be private.
Yeah, but also, okay, one more thought that did pop into my mind, and we'll jump in here, because in America, anything medical costs all the money you've ever had.
That is true.
My dad broke his arm there once, and just the cast and stuff, the bill was 13 grand. So imagine what IVF would cost in America.
Oh, fortune.
So if someone, she'd really wanted a kid her whole life, they said, we'll give you the option here.
Well, then you do it.
You might do it.
Different side to that argument I hadn't considered. Good point.
Anyway, something to think about.
105 commercial free, kicking off with you, Matt.
Yo, my man, The Weeknd.
Oh, yes.
Blinding Lights. I'm just like 2 days I off. I also like the singer. How good is this song? His actual whole new album is really great.
Mm. Yep. We're flogging The Weeknd at the moment. Yeah. Here are we. I love it.
And I'm glad.
Yeah,
not
me too.
Flogging a dead horse. The Spin Doctors as well. This is a jam. I do enjoy this song. Yep. And Kygo. Remind me to forget as well. That's going to kick things off.
Thank you, mate.
Nice one.
Kicking off in minutes.
Guys, just so you know, the fire is going back on and I will not be considering a full-time life without one.
Bra-free lifestyle.
But I tried.
No
good? Nah, it's not for me.
Well, tomorrow on the show, Cravo, got to put our money where our mouths are.
We're wearing
balloons.
Boob-style water balloons to see how it feels.
Aren't you joining in, Jackson?
Oh, no, I'm going to skip that one.
Thanks.
And sorry, no boys. From me.
I'll watch on. I can't wait.
All right, guys. I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed. Let's hear it. Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.